Welcome to this demonstration of the FreeVox Touch smartwatch. And the FreeVox smartwatch incorporates a touchscreen watch running the Android operating system and supports both speech output and large print. For more information on the watch, you can go to www.myfreevox.com, and that's www.myfreevox.com. myfreevox.com. So that's www.myfreevox.com for more information on the FreeVox Touch smartwatch. In this demonstration, I'm actually going to give you a physical description of the watch itself. We'll then go through using the gestures to navigate the watch interface with speech output. And then finally, I'll give you a demonstration of a few of the applications that are on the watch as of this recording, keeping in mind that this watch is under continuous development and there'll be more application and features as the developer adds more to the system. So the watch itself is based on the Android operating system, and the screen is a 1.5 diagonal screen. So the top face of the watch itself is completely taken up by the touchscreen. And then the band, or the watch band for your wrist, is the full width of the watch, of course, connected to either end. And that's made of rubber. So it is a fairly hefty, chunky watch. And for orientation purposes, I've currently got the watch on my wrist. So I've currently got my left arm in front of my body. So my elbow is to the left and my hand is to the right. And then, of course, closest to me and the furthest away from me, or my body, is actually where the band's connected. So if we come on the right-hand side of the watch, i.e. closest to my hand, going towards the top right-hand edge and just a little bit back towards my body, there's one button, which actually does several functions depending on what you're doing. So the first thing it actually does, it actually physically turns the watch on or off. It also can reboot the watch if you hold it in for more than 12 seconds. When you're in one of the sub-menus in the watch interface, pressing this button on the right-hand side will take you back a menu. And when the watch is in standby, i.e. after you've just heard the time or used an application, the watch goes to sleep, pressing the button once will actually wake it up out of standby. And of course, pressing it will also put it in standby if you want to quickly save battery power. Coming back towards my body, there's a little slot, and that's actually the right-hand side of the actual internal speaker. So if we come over to the left-hand side of the watch, i.e. the side closest to my left elbow, and again, we go to the top left-hand edge and come back a little bit. That's actually a 3.5mm jack. Now, at the moment, I've currently got my mixer plugged into that 3.5mm jack because it also acts as a headphone port as well. It's also where you would plug in the 3.5mm to USB cable to a USB wall charger or your computer to charge the actual watch itself. It's also where you would plug in the USB cable to a PC in order to update the firmware in the watch or to transfer music, primarily by the software that comes with the watch. Now, if we come back towards my body a little bit as we did on the right-hand side from the 3.5mm jack, there's the slot for the speaker on the left-hand side of the watch. So basically, on the left and right sides towards the top of the watch, on the right hand side you have the button, on the left hand side you've got the 3.5mm jack, and below either one of those on the right and left hand side you have a slot for the speakers. And of course, underneath the watch, or the back side of the watch, is just a plain panel. Now, I should say at this point, it appears that you cannot change the batteries in the watch. It's got a rechargeable battery, and the developer of the watch states that you'll have up to 48 hours standby time. Actually, need to plug in the watch every 48 hours if you're just letting it sit. I've played music on it, and I actually got approximately 8 hours continuous playtime out of the watch from where I had to actually plug it in to recharge it from zero, i.e. being flat. When you do plug it into a USB charger, the phone will say charging when the cable's in. When you pull the cable out, it will say discharging. It doesn't give you any indication of when the battery is fully charged, but if you use the battery gesture to find out the battery status, which we'll go to in a minute, then you'll be able to find out the battery status. Nor does it tell you when the battery is getting very low in this current firmware version. It basically gets down to 0% if you haven't checked, and then the watch goes off. A couple of more points about the watch. The watch does play music files, but they're only the Ogg Vorbis format. So you actually can't play MP3 files currently on this firmware version of the watch. You have to convert them from another format into the Ogg Vorbis format. And the speech does not duck under the music when you're playing the music. So it's basically the same level as the music. And I found that particularly some noisy tracks that I've played, it's a little bit hard to use the talking part of the watch at the same time. Okay, so that's enough for the general physical description of the watch. Let's now move on to the gestures to navigate the watch. So I've already turned the watch on. I'm actually going to press the button on the right-hand side to turn the watch on from standby. So I'm pressing that now.
1322.
And it said 1322, which is the current time. Now the first gesture, if I just tap the screen once,
1322.
It gives me the time again. If I touch the screen and hold, so one finger touch and hold.
Monday 9 December.
Okay, Monday 9 December. So it just gave me the actual date. If I do a one finger vertical flick, so from closer to my body away from me.
Volume max.
Okay, that was me turning up the volume. If I do another vertical flick, furthest away from me, closest to me. So away and closest to me. Okay, you can hear those little beeps getting quieter and quieter. And of course, I'm turning the volume down. So I'm going to do another one finger flick vertically away from me, closest to my body and further away.
Volume max.
Okay, and I'm back at volume maximum. If I do a horizontal flick or a horizontal swipe going from left to right, so my elbow to my left hand, so that now.
Yellow on black set.
Yellow on black.
White on black set.
White on black set. And again.
Black on white set.
Black on white. And again.
Yellow on black set.
Back to yellow on black. Again, if I did it the other way, a horizontal flick going from my left hand towards my left elbow across the watch.
Black on white set.
Black on white set.
White on black set.
White on black set.
Yellow on black set.
And back to yellow on black. So basically your foreground color, you have yellow on black, black on white, or white on black. And of course, that's particularly handy if you just happen to be low vision and you don't really require the speech output. Now the final gesture that I need to show you at this particular main screen, which is the, basically your home or standby screen, is a diagonal flick going from the bottom left hand corner closest to me to the top right hand corner furthest away from me. So it's a diagonal flick from the bottom left hand edge to the top right hand edge, and I'll do that now.
Battery 95%.
Okay, and that's your battery status. I'll do that again. Bottom left-hand corner to the top right-hand corner.
Battery 95%.
Okay, battery 95%. Okay, now we want to get into the actual menus of the phone itself. So since I'm at the standby screen, still hasn't gone to sleep, I'm just going to do one finger double tap on the screen.
Applications.
And I've now gone into the main applications screen of the watch. So for the moment, I'm going to go back a screen by pressing the button on the right-hand side to go back.
Menu.
And I'm at the main menu of the screen. And the main menu of the screen is basically divided into four quadrants by default. Top left, top right, bottom left, bottom right. So if I do a one-finger touch on the top left-hand quadrant.
Settings.
To watch settings. Top right-hand quadrant, one touch.
Music player.
Music player. Bottom left-hand quadrant.
Voice memo.
Voice memo. And bottom right-hand quadrant.
Applications.
Applications. Now, where I'm actually putting my finger just to touch once is literally on each of those corners. So the top left-hand corner just in a little bit. Top right-hand corner just in a little bit. Bottom left-hand corner in a little bit. And bottom right-hand corner just in a little bit. Okay, so let's go and touch again on the top left-hand quadrant. So one touch.
Watch settings.
Watch settings. Now I'm going to do one finger double tap to activate watch settings.
Watch settings.
And now in the watch settings screen. And again, we have the four quadrants. So top left-hand quadrant, touch.
Voice.
That's voice. Top right-hand quadrant, touch.
Speech volume.
Speech volume. Bottom left-hand quadrant, one touch.
Alarms.
Alarms. Bottom right-hand quadrant.
General settings.
General settings. Okay, so let's go into general settings. Now, I've already touched the bottom right-hand quadrant, so I'm going to do one finger double tap.
General settings.
Okay, and you'll notice you'll get a confirming beep when it's actually activated with the one finger double tap to let you know that the action's been performed. Okay, so we're in the general settings screen now. If I touch the top left-hand quadrant.
Watch interface settings.
Watch interface settings. Top right-hand quadrant.
Screen settings.
Screen settings. Bottom left-hand quadrant.
Time and date settings.
Time and date settings. Bottom right-hand quadrant.
Software version.
Software version. Okay, so if I touch the top left-hand quadrant.
Watch interface settings.
Okay, so I'm going to do a one-finger double tap on the top left-hand quadrant.
Watch interface settings.
Okay, and then we touch top left-hand quadrant.
Use normal icons.
Use normal icons, which is what I'm in now. That's the four quadrant screen setup. Top right hand quadrant.
Use big icons.
Use big icons. Okay. So use big icons is basically it just puts one icon on the screen for any setting that you're in. And to switch between them, you would just do a one finger flick left or right to move for the current level of those icons that you normally have four quadrants for. And the button on the right-hand side still performs the back function as well, even though you're in one icon view. And of course, that means you've got nice big icons on the 1.5-inch screen, not just the smaller normal icons on the four-quadrant screen layout. Now, as I've been talking, it hasn't become clear. When I've been saying top left and top right quadrants, bottom left, bottom right, the two quadrants furthest away from me or my body are the top left and top right, and the bottom quadrants are closest to me, bottom left and bottom right quadrants, just in case you were a bit concerned about where I was actually pressing on the screen. Okay, so let me touch the top left hand side again. While I've been talking, it's gone into standby mode, so I'm going to press the button on the right hand side.
Watch interface settings.
And we've come straight back to the watch interface setting, which is really nice with the watch, that you come back to where you were, basically. So again, as a bit of a reminder, top left-hand quadrant.
Use normal icons.
Use normal icons. Top right-hand quadrant, single touch.
Use big icons.
Use big icons. Bottom left-hand quadrant, single touch.
Analog watch.
That's the analog watch display. Or bottom right-hand quadrant, single touch.
Digital watch.
Or digital watch display for the time and date on the screen. So I'm going to leave it in normal icon for the moment. If I wanted to put it in big icons, I would just touch the big icons. So top right-hand quadrant, and one finger double tap to activate that. So I'm going to go back a screen by pressing the button on the right-hand side.
General settings.
Back to general settings. Okay, so as a reminder, let's touch top left-hand quadrant.
Watch interface settings.
Top right-hand quadrant.
Screen settings.
Screen settings. Bottom left-hand quadrant.
Time and date settings.
Bottom right-hand quadrant.
Software version.
Software version. Okay, so let's touch the top right-hand quadrant.
Screen settings.
Screen settings, and do one finger double tap.
Screen settings.
So now in screen settings, so let me touch the top left-hand quadrant.
Black on white.
That's black on white. Top right-hand quadrant. Touch.
White on black.
White on black. Bottom left-hand quadrant.
Yellow on black.
Yellow on black. Bottom right-hand quadrant.
Screen off.
Screen off. So, of course, the black and white, white on black, and yellow on black settings you can set here, or you can do the horizontal swipe to switch between any of the current foreground and background colors. Or if you happen to be a screen reader user, i.e. you don't require the screen, if I touch again on the bottom right hand quadrant,
screen off,
and one finger double tap on that,
screen off set.
Screen off is now set, so I don't have any visual information on the watch at all. It's completely blank, which of course you also save on battery power. Okay, so at the moment I'm going to leave that off. If I wanted to turn back to normal mode, i.e. information is actually displayed on the screen visually, I will then touch one of the other quadrants, such as black on white, white on black, or black on yellow. So let's come out of the screen settings menu with the button on the right hand side to go back a menu.
General settings.
Back to general settings, and again I'm going to do top left, touch, top left.
Watch interface settings.
Watch interface, top right.
Screen settings.
Screen settings, bottom left.
Time and date settings.
Time and date, bottom right.
Software version.
Software version. So let me just show you the time and date one briefly. So bottom left hand side.
Time and date settings.
One finger double tap, that quadrant.
Time and date settings.
Here's the time and date settings. Now, again, four quadrants as usual. Top left touch.
Set time.
Set time. Top right hand quadrant, single touch.
Set date.
Set date. Bottom left hand quadrant.
Show only time.
Show only time. Bottom right hand quadrant.
Show time and date.
Show time and date. If I wanted to set the time, I would touch the top left hand quadrant.
Set time.
And one finger double tap on that quadrant.
Set hour 13.
Now what I'm actually doing when I'm double tapping, I should probably say too, I'm actually double tapping for the sake of consistency, and I believe this to be correct, is to activate that quadrant. I'm actually in the corner that I've already single tapped on. So when I do a one finger double tap on the top left hand quadrant, that's where I have my finger as well. So if I touched, when I touched on settings to set the time, I first of all touched on the top left hand corner, and then I did a one finger double tap to activate settings on the top left hand corner as well, just in case that wasn't clear as well. Okay, so we're in the setting time screen with the four quadrants again. So top left hand quadrant, single touch.
Current value.
That's the current value. So if I one finger double tap on the top left hand quadrant.
13.
That's the current value, which is 13. So top right hand quadrant.
Hours decrease.
That's hours decrease. Now I'll just go to the bottom right hand quadrant, because the bottom right hand quadrant is.
Hours increase.
Hours increase. Okay, and bottom left hand quadrant.
Set hours.
Is set hours. Okay, so if I was to increase it from 13 to 14, I would touch the bottom right hand quadrant.
Is increase.
That's hours increase. I'm going to do one finger double tap on that right hand bottom quadrant.
14.
Okay, so it says 14. So if I wanted to recheck it with the current value, top left hand quadrant, single touch.
Current value.
And one finger double tap on the top left hand quadrant.
14.
Okay, so it says 14. I want to put it back to 13, which is 1 o'clock military time. So I'm going to touch on the top right hand quadrant, single touch.
Hours decrease.
Okay, hours decrease. So one finger double tap on the top right hand quadrant.
13.
And I'm back to 13. If I wanted to verify that with the current value, I would do a single touch on the top left hand quadrant.
Current value.
It says current value. One finger double tap.
13.
And it says 13. I'm going to set the hour by touching on the bottom left hand quadrant.
Set hours.
And one finger double tap on the left hand quadrant now.
Configure minute tens, 37.
Now configure minutes. And this is lots of 10. This will go 10, 20, 30. So again, top left hand quadrant will be current value. So if I touch top left hand quadrant, single touch.
Current value.
Okay, one finger double tap.
37.
Currently says 37. Okay, if I touch top right hand quadrant.
That's decrease.
Of course, that's decrease. Bottom right hand quadrant.
That's increase.
Tens of minutes increase, and the bottom left hand quadrant
set minute tens
is set minutes tens. Okay, so if I was to increase the tens of value at the moment, I touch the bottom right hand quadrant.
Minutes increase.
One finger double tap to increase.
47.
And it's jumped to 47 because it's jumping by tens. Okay, so if I want to decrease it, I would touch the top right hand quadrant, single touch.
Minutes decrease.
Tens of minutes decrease, one finger double tap.
47.
And I'm back to 37 again. And of course, I wanted to check the current value. Top left hand quadrant, single touch.
Current value.
Current value, one finger double tap.
37.
37. And if I come back down to the bottom left hand quadrant.
Set minute tens.
That's set tens of minutes, one finger double tap.
Configure minute, 37.
Now configure minute, and this is where, again, same setup, top left-hand quadrant.
Current value.
Top right-hand quadrant.
Minutes decrease.
Minutes decrease. Bottom right-hand quadrant.
Minutes increase.
Minutes increase. Bottom left-hand quadrant.
Set minute.
Set minute. And I'm not going to worry about setting the minutes, so do a single touch on the bottom left-hand quadrant.
Set minute.
One finger.
Set minute. Time configured.
Okay, time configured. Now, if you've actually gone into the time and you don't want to do anything, remember you can always press the button on the right-hand side to take you back out of the menu. So just to confirm where we are, touch on the top left-hand quadrant.
Set time.
Set time. Top right-hand quadrant.
Set date.
Set date. Bottom left-hand quadrant.
Show only time.
Show only time. Bottom right-hand quadrant.
Show time and date.
Show time and date. And the top right-hand quadrant is for date. And it works in a similar manner to the time function. So I'll just show you that quickly, but I won't go through setting the date. I'll just show you the initial screen layout. And it starts off in a similar way to the time function. So I'm going to touch on the top right-hand side to set the date.
Set date.
One finger double tap.
Set date year, 2013.
Okay, so set date year. So if I touch the top left-hand quadrant.
Current value.
Current value. It's all nice and consistent. Top right-hand side.
Year decrease.
Year decrease. Bottom right-hand quadrant, single touch.
Yeah. Increase.
Year increase. Bottom left-hand quadrant, single touch.
Set year.
Set year. Okay. And if, of course, I wanted to come back out of it, I'm now going to just press the button on the right-hand side to come back out of that menu. But again, as you can see, it works in a similar functionality to the time set function. So I'm going to press that button now.
Time and date settings.
Time and date settings. Let's go back a previous screen.
General settings.
We'll move to the general settings screen. And again, let's remind ourselves, top left-hand quadrant.
Interface settings.
Interface, top right-hand quadrant.
Screen settings.
Screen settings, bottom left-hand quadrant.
Time and date settings.
Time and date settings, bottom right-hand quadrant.
Software version.
Software version. Okay, so we've basically finished with that particular screen. Let me go back to the previous screen, again with the button on the right-hand side, single press.
Settings.
Go back to the watch settings screen, so top left-hand quadrant.
Voice.
Voice, top right-hand quadrant.
Speech volume.
Speech volume, bottom left-hand quadrant.
Alarms.
Alarms, bottom right-hand quadrant.
General settings.
General settings. Okay, so we've been into general settings before. In this particular screen, I'm just going to show you the voice to save a bit of time. So top left-hand quadrant.
Voice.
And finger double tap.
Voice settings.
Voice settings, so top left-hand quadrant.
Language.
Language, top right-hand quadrant.
Male voice.
Male voice, bottom left-hand quadrant.
Female voice.
Female voice, bottom right-hand quadrant.
Voice rate.
Is the voice rate. Let me just show you what it sounds like to change the female voice. I'm currently running the male voice, of course. So single touch on the bottom left-hand quadrant.
Female voice.
One finger double tap on the bottom left-hand quadrant.
Female voice set.
Okay, and I'll just show you what she sounds like by just doing those quadrants again. Top left-hand quadrant.
Language.
Language, top right-hand quadrant.
Male voice.
Male voice. Bottom left-hand quadrant, single touch.
Male voice.
Female voice, bottom right-hand quadrant.
Voice rate.
Voice rate. Okay, so I'm going to put it back on the male voice for the moment. So that's top right-hand quadrant, single touch.
Male voice.
One finger double tap, top right-hand quadrant.
Male voice set.
And I'll put it back to the male voice. Now let me show you the voice rate. That's bottom right-hand quadrant, single touch.
Voice rate.
Voice rate. One finger double tap on the bottom right-hand quadrant.
Voice rate.
Okay, in the voice rate screen, top left-hand quadrant, single touch.
Slow rate.
That's slow rate. Top right quadrant, single touch.
Normal rate.
Normal rate. Bottom left, single touch.
Fast rate.
Fast rate. Bottom right, single touch.
Empty.
Is currently empty. Okay. Again, if you get the watch, you can definitely play with that, but that's where you actually change the voice rate. Okay, so the button on the right-hand side, to go back in menu.
Voice settings.
We're back in voice settings and come back one more level out of that menu.
Watch settings.
Back to watch settings. So top left-hand quadrant.
Voice.
Voice, top right-hand quadrant.
Speech volume.
Speech volume. Bottom left-hand quadrant.
Alarms.
Alarms. Bottom right-hand quadrant.
General settings.
General settings. Now, I'm just going to quickly show you the alarms. So, bottom left-hand quadrant, single touch.
Alarms.
Alarms. One finger double tap.
Alarms. Enabled.
Okay, so alarms are currently enabled. So, if I touch the top left-hand side, single touch.
New alarm.
New alarm. Top right-hand quadrant, single touch.
Disable alarms.
Disable alarm. So if I double tap that now.
Alarms disabled.
I've disabled it. Okay, so if I touch the top right-hand quadrant.
Enable alarms.
It now says enable alarms. So I do one finger double tap on the top right-hand quadrant.
Enable alarms. Alarms enabled.
Okay, I've re-enabled the alarms. Okay, so top left-hand quadrant was new. Bottom left-hand quadrant, single touch.
Alarms folder.
That's the alarms folder. You can have different folders of alarms. And bottom right-hand side, single touch.
Alarm settings.
Alarm settings. Okay, so I'm going to do a one-finger double tap on alarm settings, bottom right-hand quadrant.
Alarm settings.
Alarm settings. Top left-hand quadrant.
Alarm sound.
Alarm sound. Top right-hand quadrant.
Alarm volume.
Alarm volume. Bottom left-hand quadrant.
Empty.
Empty. Bottom right-hand quadrant.
Empty.
Okay, now I'm not going to worry about the alarm volume for the moment in this demo. Let's touch the top left-hand quadrant for alarm sounds. So single touch on top left-hand quadrant.
Alarm sound.
One finger double tap, top left-hand quadrant.
Alarm sound settings.
Okay, and four quadrants again for the different sounds. So top left-hand quadrant.
Alarm sound one.
It's alarm sound one. One finger double tap, top left-hand quadrant. That's alarm sound one, which really sounds like the very old alarm clock that I used to have. They used to have to wind up, and it was a Braille clock quite a long time ago, and I love that watch, and also love the sound it made. Anyway, enough reminiscing. So top right-hand quadrant, single touch.
Alarm sound two.
Is alarm sound two. So one finger double tap, top right-hand quadrant. She reminds me of a school bell. Okay, and bottom left-hand side, single touch.
Alarm sound three.
It's alarm sound three. So one finger double tap on bottom left-hand quadrant. Actually, that probably sounds more like a school alarm now I think about it. And, of course, bottom right-hand quadrant, single touch.
Alarm sound four.
Alarm sound four. One finger double tap, bottom right-hand quadrant. Okay, and to me, that's your traditional digital alarm clock sound. And that one went for quite a while, actually. Okay, so I'm going to put it back on my nice sounding one, which is the alarm one. So top touch left-hand side.
Alarm sound one.
One finger double tap, top left-hand quadrant. Okay, so I'm going to go back a menu with the button on the right-hand side.
Alarm settings.
Back to alarm settings. Okay, so top left-hand quadrant.
Alarm sound.
Alarm sound, top right-hand quadrant.
Alarm volume.
Bottom left-hand quadrant.
Empty.
Empty, bottom right-hand quadrant.
Empty.
Empty, okay. So we don't need to do any more with that particular screen, so I'm going to press the button again on the right-hand side.
Alarms enabled.
Back to alarms, and it says enabled. So top left-hand quadrant.
Alarm.
Is new alarm. So I'm going to do one finger double tap on new alarm. Top left-hand quadrant.
Configure alarm hour 13.
Okay, configure alarm hour 13. And of course, you've guessed it, this is the same layout really as the time date functionality. So top left-hand quadrant will be
current value.
Current value. Top right-hand quadrant.
Hours decrease.
Hours decrease. Bottom right-hand quadrant.
Hours increase.
Hours increase. And bottom left-hand quadrant.
Set hours.
Is set hours. And of course, you're going to have set tens of minutes and set minutes. Okay, so for the purpose of this demonstration, I'm actually not going to go through those ones. But after you've set the hour, tens of minutes and minutes, you'll get to a repetition screen, which will then ask you, what type of repetition do you want? Do you want it once only, every day, or during the week? And again, it's a simple layout for the four quadrants. Remembering that you can always just touch top left, top right, bottom left, bottom right to get the value settings, and then anyone you want to use, of course, you do a one finger double tap on that quadrant. So press the button on the right hand side to come back.
Alarms enabled.
Back again.
Watch settings.
Back to watch settings. So top left hand quadrant.
Voice.
Top right hand quadrant.
Speech volume.
Bottom left hand quadrant.
Alarms.
And bottom right hand quadrant.
General settings.
Okay, so that's enough for those screens. So I'm going to go back to the previous menu now with the button on the right-hand side.
Menu.
And we're back to the main starting menu. So top left-hand quadrant, single touch.
Watch settings.
So the watch settings, that's where we've been. Top right-hand quadrant.
Music player.
Music player. Bottom left-hand quadrant.
Voice memo.
Voice memo. Bottom right-hand quadrant.
Applications.
applications. Now I'm just going to show you applications quickly. I won't go through them, I'll just show you what they are. So double tap on the bottom right hand quadrant.
Applications.
And the application screen. There's currently only two in this version of the software I'm using. So top left hand quadrant is single touch.
Stopwatch.
Stopwatch. Top right hand quadrant.
Countdown.
Is countdown timer. Okay. And the bottom left hand quadrant is currently empty. So I'll touch that now. Single touch.
Empty.
And bottom right hand quadrant.
Empty.
Is also empty. Okay. Now I'm not going to go through those applications at the moment. I just want to show you the music player and the voice recording. Okay, so press the button on the right hand side.
You.
Okay, so let's do the voice recorder first. So that was the bottom left hand quadrant. So I'll just touch that single touch.
Voice memo.
Voice memo. One finger double tap, bottom left hand quadrant.
Memo. Using folder one.
Okay, using folder one, because again, you've got different folders that you can access. So top left hand quadrant, single touch.
Record new memo.
Record new memo. Top right hand quadrant, single touch.
Listen to memo.
Listen to memo. Bottom left hand quadrant.
Memo folder.
Transfer to the memo folder. Bottom right hand quadrant.
Empty.
Is currently empty in this screen. Okay, so let's record a new memo. So top left hand quadrant, single touch.
Record new memo.
Record new memo. One finger double tap.
Speak new memo.
Speak new memo, which I'm doing currently now, and hopefully this will be recording. Let me just say a quick couple of words. The quick-bound fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. Okay, so I'm going to touch the top left-hand quadrant. Even though it didn't speak, I'm now going to do a one-finger double tap.
Memo recorded.
And it said memo recorded. Okay, so if I touch the top left-hand quadrant.
Record new memo.
Back to record new memo. Top right-hand quadrant.
Listen memo.
Listen to memo. Okay, so I'm going to double tap that top right-hand quadrant.
Listen memo of folder one.
Okay, so top left-hand quadrant.
Listen memo.
Listen menu, top right-hand quadrant.
Previous memo.
Previous menu, bottom left-hand quadrant.
Delete memo.
Delete memo, bottom right-hand quadrant.
Next memo.
Next memo. So I'm going to touch the top left-hand quadrant for listen to memo. Single touch.
Listen memo.
One finger double tap.
Today I saw a little worm a-wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly.
Now, as you can tell, it hasn't played the current memo that I just recorded. That's on the top right-hand side.
Previous memo.
Previous menu, and I'm going to do one finger double tap on top right-hand quadrant.
Speak new memo, which I'm doing currently
okay,
now.
That's how to get to the one you just
recorded. Recording. Let me just say a quick couple of words. The quick-bound fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. Okay, so I'm going to touch the top left-hand quadrant. Even though I didn't speak, I'm going to do a one-finger double tap.
There we go. Okay. So if I now touch the bottom left-hand quadrant,
delete memo.
I can now delete that memo, which I'm going to do now, one-finger double tap.
Memo number 7, 9th of December, 2013, 54, deleted.
Okay, so it tells you the date and time, and it confirms that it's deleted. Okay, so I'm going to go back to the previous screen with the button on the right-hand side.
Memo. Using folder one.
Okay, back to the memo main screen. Press the button on the right-hand side again. Go back another menu.
You.
Okay, so we're back to the main menu screen. So top left-hand quadrant.
Settings.
Watch settings. Top right-hand quadrant.
Music player.
Music player. Bottom left-hand quadrant.
Voice memo.
Voice memo, which is where we were. Bottom right-hand quadrant.
Applications.
Applications. So let me give you a quick demo of playing music. So top right-hand quadrant.
Music player.
Single touch, of course. Now one finger double tap to activate.
Music player.
Okay, so top left-hand quadrant, single touch.
By artist.
By artist. Top right-hand quadrant, single touch.
By album.
By album. Bottom left-hand side, single touch.
By list.
By list. Bottom right-hand side, single touch.
By random.
By random. Okay, so I'm going to do by list. So touch bottom left-hand side, single touch.
By list.
One finger double tap, bottom left-hand quadrant.
Music by list. Star pillow. Epilogue.
Okay, so start playing, that's the name of the track. Let me just touch on the top left-hand quadrant.
Star pillow, epilogue.
Start in the name of the track. So I'm going to do now, one finger double tap, top left-hand quadrant. Okay, so I'm actually playing the music. Now if I touch the top left-hand quadrant.
Pause.
Okay, it says pause. As you can tell, the voice volume is at the same level as the music playing volume. So top right-hand quadrant.
Previous song.
Is previous song. Bottom left-hand quadrant.
Stop.
Stop, bottom right hand quadrant.
Next song.
Is next song. Okay, so if I do one finger double tap bottom right hand quadrant.
Star pillow, mint phones.
Okay, so I've gone to the next song. just going to stop. Bottom left hand quadrant, single touch.
Stop.
One finger double tap, left, bottom left hand quadrant.
Stop.
Okay, and I'll stop the music playing. And of course, the top left hand quadrant.
Star pillow, mindfulness.
When I double tap on that, that start changes to pause, so you can actually pause it. Now, basically, if you want to get back to the home screen quickly from where you are in these sort of submenus, if I do a one-finger touch and hold on the screen,
1359.
I'll come back to the main home screen. But the nice thing is, if I now do a one-finger double tap on the main home screen,
music playlist, star pillow, epilogue.
I've actually gone back into the application that I was previously using, which is quite nifty. Okay, so you don't have to always drill down through those menus. You can just stay on the application that you're probably using the most. And then, as I said, one finger hold will just take you back to the main menu, where, of course, you can get your time, date, check your battery status, change the volume, and also change the foreground and background color information. Okay, so let me just go back to the main menu by doing one finger and hold.
1401.
Okay. And I'm back to the main menu, and now press the button on the right-hand side. Put it in standby mode. Now, just one final comment. When you do plug the watch into your PC to transfer information over to it via the software, at the moment, it's only supported by Windows as far as the transfer software is concerned. But if you want to copy information over manually, you can, as it works as a USB storage device. Remembering you've only got 4 gigs of RAM on the actual watch itself. When you plug the watch in, if you tap on the watch screen, so one finger double tap, you can enable storage mode and you can disable storage mode when it's plugged in via the USB cable to your PC. And that actually works extremely well. So that completes this demonstration of the FreeVox Touch talking smart watch, combining a touchscreen with the Android operating system. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the demonstration as much as I've done demoing it and having a bit of a play around. And as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.